beginning at the 27th chapter, 27th verse. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again, and found it 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern, and wished for day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under the collar, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Father, as we come to you this hour, we ask God that you will just take over. Lord, that your word would be brought forth in the way that you would have it. We ask God that we not make a mistake here this morning. But Lord, that your word would accomplish in the hearts of each one of us that which you would have. Lord, let us not turn it off and consider it as small or weak or unworthy or for another fellow. But let us, O God, accept it and take it into our own heart and be mindful to do that which you want for us to do. Be with us, Lord, as we bring forth. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The scriptures that I read earlier at the opening of the service told of God's love for us. And it said there in the 18th verse of Hebrews 6 that I read to you earlier, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Hope, the anchor of the soul. The scriptures that I just read to you is the story of Paul as he was taken prisoner. And as he was headed for the Rome, and as he was on his journey, they were taking this. He warned the folks because it was the season when the seas were rough. It was the time that we call it the hurricane season. And Paul knew that there was going to be problems, and he tried to tell them not to go, not to sail out, to lay in the port until better weather comes along. They wouldn't listen to it. They wouldn't listen, so they went ahead and started on their journey. Now we find them out in the sea adrift, with no control whatsoever of that ship. It was going up and it's going down, as it said there in the sea. It was just, free to do anything that the weather would have for it to do. If the wind blew one way, it went that way, it would blew the other way, and as you know, in a hurricane, it twisted around, and it might go anywhere, and they had no idea where they were. They were drifting and they didn't know. They were out there just in turmoil. So, then later, some of the old timers of the ship that had been sailing for years and years, they had a sense about them. They knew that there must be land close. I don't know how they did it, but they do. They know. So they sounded. Well, that's hoping we would make a lot of noise. As we would consider sounding today, we sound off sometimes, but they sounded. In other words, they took a depth. They tossed a thing over the ship and they let it down so it touched the bottom, and then they read the depth to see how deep they were. They were 20 feet back up. 100 and some feet. Deep water. And as they moved a little farther, they went down and they done the same thing again, and they found it this time 15. So they knew the water was getting shallower and shallower. And they got scared because they knew if they were getting close to land, they had no idea what was out there. And they was afraid it was going to get tied up on the rocks and get beat to death there and get the ship all tore up. So they cast out their anchors. They threw out their anchors. And as they threw these out, they put four of them out there. Well, it was a bad storm. They threw these anchors out there, and then some of these shipmen got the idea, hey, we're going to tore up. We're going to get out of here. We better get out of here. We better get away from this ship because it's going to get tore up, it's going to get sunk, and we're going to drown. So what did they do? They went to the front end of the ship. Where there was a lifeboat. They knew. So they went up there as if they were going to put out another anchor in the front. But they wasn't. They were going to let down the boat and rap. They were going to get off. They were going to take off and run. This was in their own mind. Paul knew what was going on. He knew what was going on, and he told the centurion, he said, don't let them do this. He said, except you stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. Hoo-doggy! Except you stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. So, they went up, and to make sure that they stayed in the ship, they went up, they cut the ropes, and away went their lifeboat. They had to stay. They had no choice. They couldn't flee. They had to stay with the ship. Yep. And you know the rest of the story. How they were saved. That to me represents life as we are in today. Heard it right here this morning. Of how that our life, sometimes we're warned of God, as Paul warned them before they took off on their journey, that they shouldn't go, that they're going to find problems. We are warned constantly. God tells us, our parents tell us, our preacher tells us, our teachers tell us, that we beware because there's trouble brewing out there. Stay away from it. And what do? We rely, you don't know what he's talking about. And we walk headlong into problems, to trouble. We walk right into it. And it gets into a point that, as I said, if that ship was out there being tossed around and had no control over it whatsoever, look around about you today and all the people that are out there in a world that's being tossed around from here to there to whatever, from one thing to another, and they have no idea where they're at or where they're going. Do not. Well, our church sometimes, we in the church, yes, we are Christians, yes, we know. But sometimes we get into a point that it's just all chaos. We get into saying, well, this one's doing that, and that one's doing that, and everything is just all mixed up, nobody knows what else. anybody else is doing. It's all mixed up. So what do we do? The first thing I hear out of anybody who said, I believe that church, I'm going someplace else. Yes. I'm looking for a lifeboat. I want to get out of there because they're not doing what I think they ought to do and this, that, and that. Oh, we got all kinds of excuses and all this kind of thing. I'm looking for a lifeboat, a way out. But Paul made it very, very clear. Except you stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. Running, don't get it. Running from here to there and yonder and listen to this preacher and that preacher to television and all that doesn't get it. Your salvation is right here in this church. It isn't any place else. Yes. We have a tendency when things start to get rough, we want to run. We want to bail out and we want to go. Well, the little rats in the ship, they didn't even know that. They take off. Yes. Paul said, except ye abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Yes. He cut the roots. They cut the roots that they couldn't flee. Well, I think sometimes we need to cut some roots. We need to cut some roots and to get us to a point that we know exactly what we've got to do and do it. Yes. I have listened to people talk about this, that, and the other thing, but always, always, when they rat, when they run out of their church, when they leave, when they go here, there, or someplace else, they don't find it one bit better out there. Because it's in here that counts, you see. We, as I said, there is no better place for a Christian than in his home church. I don't care who it is, where they are. Turning on your TVs and listening to the greatest evangelist that ever walked is good. And sometimes you like to hear it. But it's right here that you find salvation. It's right here where your soul is satisfied. It isn't on the knobs of a TV. It isn't out there in the world someplace. It is right here at home. Yes. We find it. We find it appetizing. We find it. Oh, yes. You know, to go here, there, someplace else. Right. It is. It's not bad to visit, but don't think about staying. Because we got to come home. Home is right here. Yes. We have everything that anybody could possibly want in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have it all. He is able to take care of anything, any problem. We proved it. We proved it with the little girl that had a hole in her heart. And how that God came before the sick and now she's doing fine. And all these things you talked about. We've seen people ready to leave the church because of one thing or another. And praise God, he came upon the scene and it's all healed up, you see. We're right back to the basics. Yes. Good. It's good just to be able to come in that door and think, I'm home. I'm home. I'm saved. Yes, that ship that was out there being tossed around and tore it up, yes, he said, except ye abide in the ship. Ye cannot be saved. And I'm here to tell you this morning, except you abide in Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. There is no other way. I don't care who tells you what, Oprah or whoever it is on the TV might tell you that the grand old Oprah or whoever, that there is another way. Well, let me tell you, if there's another way, she's got it and she ain't going where I'm going. Yes. There might be another way to another place, but the place to God in heaven is through Jesus Christ and Him only. Amen. No other way. The blood of Jesus Christ saved your soul. There is no other way. get down to earth, if we could just bind ourselves together and to fight in one body, if we could just join together in our prayers, in our all of our actions and all that, if we could just get in there so tight, knitly so tight, you see things happen. You see things happen. I know. Because God told me, if he asks in my name, I'll do it. By faith. Only way is by faith in Jesus. Yes. Folks, this particular word, not tough enough. Not tough enough, except we abide in Jesus Christ. There's not one of us who will go to heaven. There's not one of us that will be saved. Yes. That ship, that anchor, the four of them out on one end, seems to do the job. Forced them into staying. Well, I wish there was a way I could force people into staying in church. I wish there was a way I could cut that rope loose so that they couldn't flee. But I can't, because I don't have the power to cut that rope. Because that rope that holds that ship, that rope that holds that anchor, solid. Well, that anchor is Almighty God. He is the anchor. But you know, then old people, you ever see one of the boom anchors down in where down there in Williamsburg or down Norfolk, down there. Some of them anchors huge, they're as big as half of this room probably, way tons, you know. But you know what? You take that big old anchor out there in the ship. Throw her out there in the ocean. What happened? It wouldn't hold a thing. It wouldn't stop that ship from moving at all. It wouldn't hold a thing if it wasn't for the connection between the boat and the anchor. There has to be a connection. It's a big, you've seen them, that big old chain. You wonder how the world that works. But that big old chain. That big old chain that holds that anchor and holds the ship, holds it together so it won't flee, so it won't be drifted off and tore up. Yes. Folks, that chain represents Jesus Christ. He is our connection between that anchor, Almighty God, and the ship. He is the connection. He's the one that holds it all together. There is no other. He holds that together. That anchor is firmly planted in Almighty God. Yes. Jesus Christ is that chicken. Who's on that other end of that chicken? In that chicken. Except you lie in that chicken. You cannot be saved. Follow me, thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the message, O Lord, that Paul gave us, that we must abide in the ship. Lord, we know that we must stay in you. We must have that connection. We must have that anchor. We must be anchored solidly to the Almighty through Jesus Christ. Don't let us, Lord, stray from you or turn loose. But let us hold, O God, fast that we might be saved. Lord, our church. Our church, Lord, as a ship. It has been battered. It has been torn. It has gone through some rough seas. seen trouble. Our church has seen troubled water. And now, oh God, calm the sea. Calm the seas, Lord, and make it a place or a father that we can abide. And Lord, let us not even think of leaving in a lifeboat. But keep us here together, bound strongly by your love.